B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The nation's coronavirus death toll reaches a grim milestone. Protests over the death of George Floyd turn deadly, and the most magical place on earth announces plans to reopen. In the juice, one A-list celebrity couple just couldn't survive quarantine, and Romero has sports.
Yeah, the corona victim list now includes the NBA Hall of Fame induction ceremony, but it's actually a good thing. I'll tell you about it coming up.
But first, just over 4 months after the government confirmed the first known case, more than 100,000 people who had the coronavirus have died in the United States, a death toll that surpasses every other country in the world. There have been nearly 1.7 million confirmed cases of the virus across the country out of more than 5.6 million worldwide.
I can't wait to hear the president somehow turn that into props. He'll be like, that's because we've done the most testing. We're number one.
Protests in Minneapolis over the in-custody death of George Floyd escalated into violence last night with a fatal shooting near the site of the demonstrations, widespread looting, multiple fires, and the deployment of tear gas. This coming after the Minneapolis mayor called for charges to be filed against the officer who had his knee on Floyd's neck. Mayor Fry is now pleading with the governor to deploy the Minnesota National Guard to help with the response to protests. And after closing its doors in mid-March, Disney World is set to reopen. The Disney theme park, which employs some 70,000 people, plans to begin a phased reopening on July 11th for its Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom parks and July 15th for Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Now, this is the really sad part about it. There's going to be obviously no big parades. If you've ever been to Disney, those parades can get so crowded. Like, you legit can't walk 2 feet in front of you because they get so crowded. There'll be no fireworks either, no character meet and greets, and guests will have to reserve their space in advance as capacity will be reduced to encourage social distancing.
Melissa, I have a prediction for when wave two of Corona is going to start. July 11th.
Of course, I knew you were going to say that.
That's definitely what it's going
to
start.
I'm curious as to how many people, because listen, I go to Disney every year. I love it. And I have friends that are Disney like freaks. I'm curious how many people are actually going to make their trip and go down to Disney in July. I'd love to hear from somebody.
I think it depends on where in the country you live.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people from like Alabama and all that stuff, like those places where Corona's not hitting as bad and mm-hmm. they just don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
They're going to rush to Orlando.
And in the juice, after Jimmy Fallon got dragged on social media for a skit he did in blackface on SNL 20 years ago, one celebrity is coming to his defense. Jamie Foxx responded to an E! News Instagram post about the story, saying, quote, he was doing an impression of Chris Rock. It wasn't blackface. I know it's a tough time right now, but this one is a stretch. Jamie Foxx went on to say, on a show called In Living Color, we played every race. Let this one go. We got bigger fish to fry. Hashtag change course. And I really thought these kids were going to make it. I was actually really sad when I heard about this yesterday, as Scott Disick and Sophia Richie have split after three years of dating. I know, Romero, I thought of you, because I know you were going to be hurt by this the most. Scott Disick, by the way, 37 years old. Sophia Richie, 21 years old. A source says their relationship just ran its course. But Scott has been going through a lot lately. You remember he went into rehab recently for what people were saying, or his people were saying, to deal with trauma in his life. Although there's been rumors that he went back to his drinking and drug use and Sophia got tired of it. He's also been hanging out a lot lately with his kid's mom and ex, Kourtney Kardashian. And sources are saying that Kourtney's been making their relationship really tough, kind of like putting a lot of stress on him and Sophia.
That bitch.
That and the whole quarantine thing took a toll on them, so
yeah. They're
done. All right, here's Romero with sports.
I don't know if I want to do sports now. I can't believe
I know,
that Scott and
so traumatized.
Jennifer, or whatever her name is, broke up.
Sophia.
Anyway, somehow we have to figure out how we're going to move on.
Move on, Romero. Move on.
All right. The Basketball Hall of Fame is officially a victim of Corona. It's getting pushed back to 2021, but I actually like that. I like that they're not going to do like some virtual thing or whatever, because this year's list included one of my favorite Celtics of all time, Kevin Garnett, also the star of Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
He did really good in that movie, too. I'm sorry.
One of my favorite non-Celtics of all time, Tim Duncan. The dude is the most underrated big man in the history of the game. And, of course, the late Kobe Bryant, who, let's not forget, died just a few months ago, even though it feels like a lifetime ago, considering all the crap that's happened since then. If you're following the negotiations between Major League Baseball and the Players Association, first of all, get a life. You really need to watch Space Force on Netflix or something. But also, Major League Baseball players are coming off as freaking douchebags because despite the fact that they'd be playing less games in front of, not less fans,
nobody.
In front of nobody, zero fans, they don't want to accept less money.
That angers me so much.
I'm working like, the same amount of hours, and I took a pay cut during
all,
this whole
pretty
thing.
Pretty much everybody is taking pay cuts right now, and like,
yeah,
you're gonna play in front of empty stadiums and expect the same amount of money.
The lucky people took pay cuts because at least we still are working. All right, there are people who've lost their jobs, and you don't want to take a pay cut when you're playing less games in front of nobody. You're playing, it's like a damn Little League game. Actually, no, because Little League games have parents, at least, in the crowds. Get out of my face with that nonsense, man. And after the success of his golf match with Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods, you know, ratings-wise, Phil Mickelson, and I like this. This is a good idea, and I don't even watch golf.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson said that he would love to see the match become an annual event.
I'm with him.
Yeah, with big names, like big sports names that also golf. Like, for example, he said Steph Curry, he's a golfer. Michael Jordan's a golfer. Patrick Mahomes is a golfer. Tony Romo.
Yep.
People of that nature. So
he also suggested Bill Murray and Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, why not?
See, I would like that too. Like,
why
just
not?
Big celebrities in general that golf, I think would be awesome.
I wouldn't watch that, but maybe I'd stop off and see what's going on for a little bit. And that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. 3 weeks ago, Jenny Stenya was the first person to test positive for coronavirus in her nursing home, the Life Care Center of Wilbraham. Her condition worsened quickly, and the fact that she is 103 years old, chances of her surviving were not great. And when family members asked her if she was ready to go to heaven, she replied, hell yes. But her feisty spirit and positive soul proved to the world that she wasn't ready, and 103-year-old Jenny Stenya fully recovered and kicked COVID's ass.
Wow.
And what's the first thing she asked for? An ice-cold Bud Light, which she loves and hadn't had in a very long time. Jenny's granddaughter says she was the first person from that facility to recover from the virus, and for that, their family is truly grateful.
Very nice.
And that's your good news. Made hot by the National Aviation Academy. Consider a career in aviation maintenance. Go to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.